And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the telephone this morning by Pete Campa, who is the general manager of the Groveland Community Services District. Pete, during the last segment you were talking about, you may see some construction soon at the Mary Lavaroni Park with the hub that's being looked at or being planned for in the event of future PSPS events. Staying on the topic of parks, is there a consultant that the district has recently brought in?
Yes, we have just recently awarded a contract to WRT Consulting, and they are a design firm. One of their recent projects was the Mariposa Creek Parkway project that they designed there and are seeking state grant funds for. But they are going to take a look at the existing facilities at Mary Lavaroni Park, because over the years, the facilities have pretty much just been dropped into place where we thought they would work, and there wasn't really an overall thought to form and function in the way that traffic might flow and foot traffic and accessibility and those types of things. So they're going to take a look at that, and then they're going to look at incorporating some of the community priorities into an overall plan. We went through a process a little over a year ago to do some extensive community outreach to get some input about what people are looking for today in terms of recreational facilities and features. The district has Mary Lavaroni Park as well as 250 acres directly adjacent to that. And so we've got an opportunity to address some of the community needs, primarily because there is grant funding available also from the state of California, Prop 68 that was approved in 2018. So that money is becoming available, and we want to plan and be very prepared for that. Some of the improvements that we're looking at is we certainly need a renovation on the existing skate park. It was built with volunteer funds and donations back years ago. I'm not sure exactly the date of the construction, but the concrete surface is failing, and that needs to be renovated. We've got some other facilities that need to be upgraded, but the exciting future projects that we're looking at are what we're calling the Hetch Hetchy Railroad Trail. This is a cooperative agreement with the City and County of San Francisco that owns the Hetch Hetchy Railroad grade. Basically, it was the railroad grade that extended from the base of the grade all the way up to where the Hetch Hetchy water system was built, the dams. It brought the concrete and equipment and materials to be able to build those facilities. And it's got a real seat in the history of the area. But that railroad grade, if you don't know, is just outside of Mary Lavaroni Park. It's just on the other side of the drainage creek. And it extends, like I said, all the way through the community. But the main focus area is from the area where the county has the new resilience center planned on Ferretti Road, just to the east of our district office. It extends through the district office property, and it goes adjacent to Mary Lavaroni Park, and it actually goes all the way to the far side of Big Oak Flat. And this would be an accessible paved trail system that would serve as a backbone for other future potential trails that would be in the 250-acre district site. Just some really exciting things that we can't wait for this consultant to graphically represent, so that we can actually roll it out a little bit better. It was a priority in the community, but we're not artists, you know. that's the whole thing with these folks. And there's also been discussion of linking that in with a potential RV park located on district property, which would serve for recreation and tourism, potential bike trails and disc golf, and some other things that we're looking at incorporating into this plan. Bike park, sort of a pump track somewhere on the district property. So a lot of considerations in that park improvement project that we want to get ready for grant funding on.
Well, we've got just a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views, and one thing I definitely want to ask you about is fire, because that's something that's on everybody's mind in the Sierra foothills. I know there's been some conversations about fire funding and looking ahead to the future when it comes to fire services in the South County. What can you tell us about those conversations?
Yeah, we've been working with the county very closely over the last couple of years because we are, as an entity, both the county and its Tuolumne County Fire Department and many of the smaller districts throughout the county, including Groveland CSD Fire, are struggling financially. The cost of operating fire departments and staying up with equipment and tools and training and staffing and all of that has exceeded the amount of revenue that we've been able to generate in property taxes and the like. So we're working together on a countywide basis because we all need to address this situation. And the county has been very understanding and cooperative, and we are in the process of looking at forming a joint powers authority that will include a number of the districts and the county. And that joint powers authority is looking at the potential of having a revenue measure next June, and that would support fire services in all of the areas of the joint powers authority, which are so critical. Groveland Fire is severely underfunded, and it's really difficult to just keep the two full-time staffing that we have, and the county's in the same situation. In fact, they were looking at potentially downsizing the station in Jamestown, which is our next closest fire department. And as you've seen in California, if you can catch the fires when they're small, even on a bad, windy, dry day, and catch them while they're small and get them under control and get them stopped, you've succeeded. And that takes people. And the problem is we don't have the staffing and the financial resources to make sure that this can happen, make sure that we can get these fires under control and respond to emergencies throughout. So anyway, the county has also come forward and offered to fund what's called the Amador CAL FIRE contract. So they are going to be funding the cost, which is budgeted at $250,000 a year, to keep the second station in Groveland open during the wintertime, which is a huge benefit. It has been funded by the Groveland CSD taxpayers, but the county recognizes that engine is going all over the place and responding to so many different things, and they came forward and recognize that, and in a collaborative way came forward and are planning to fund that agreement, which takes the financial burden off the GCSD taxpayers.
We've been talking with Pete Campa, the Groveland Community Services District General Manager, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Mr. Campa, we appreciate your time, and thanks for getting us up to speed on what's happening in the South County area.
All right. We appreciate the opportunity to spread the love.
And keep,
we're doing a good job.
And keep us posted on those projects as they get closer.
Will do. There'll be a lot to talk about. Thanks.
Again, we thank Pete Campa, General Manager of the Groveland Community Services District, for being our guest. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.